Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Hall. It's time now for What Are You Reading? In which we pose that very question to find out what folks have on their bedside tables or stored on their e-readers. Today, my guest is the artist and curator, Elisa Blount-Moorhead, who is a creative partner at Teaneg Film Studios. Hey, Elisa, happy holidays. How you doing?
Happy holidays. I'm good.
So you want to recommend a couple of books. The first is by a guy named Raphael Bob Wachsberg. It's called Someone Who Will Love You in All Your Damaged Glory. I guess these are short stories, right?
Yeah, it's a series of short stories. All of them are about love in some form, but it's pretty dark humor, so it ranges.
And Raphael Bob Wachsberg is known to some from his work in television, isn't he?
Yeah, actually, that's why I picked up the book, because I like BoJack Horseman and was reading about him and the series and how he came to it. And it's sort of the same kind of dark comedy that always pulls me. I'm writing a comedy at the moment, so, you know, his work was pulling me. And then when I read this review of the book, I had to read it, and it delivered.
Yeah. And switching, I wonder, from, you know, writing for film, writing for screenplays for TV or film, and then writing short stories, that might be tricky for some folks. Yeah, but I guess Mr. Bob Wachsberg surmounts that challenge.
Yeah. Reading that, I thought, I mean, and I don't know, but when you read the book, you feel like he was a writer first, you know. His imagination is so vast, and it's really biting. You know, there's like some social commentary embedded in there, but for the most part, it's just like straight ahead kind of black comedy, which I love. I love David Sedaris and all those kind of humorists. So he's definitely in that tradition.
Well, it sounds like a great one. The other one you want to talk about has a wonderful title. It's called Wayward Lives, Beautiful Experiments, Intimate Histories of Riotous Black Girls, Troublesome Women, and Queer Radicals by Saidiya Hartman. This sounds terrific. What's this one about?
Saidiya is incredible. In fact, she just won a Genius Award, and aptly so. You know, she's written, I think all of her books. And so for me, this was just sort of following her writing and her scholarship and the things that she was pursuing. And this is definitely in the tradition, but also it's like a piece de resistance. It's incredible. And I think the thing that most attracted me was the fact that this is kind of a genre busting, because she's really looking at the archive, you know, and challenging it and critiquing the archive, you know, because she plays around with it. She does this like speculative thing, I think she calls fabulation. And she really gives voice and agency to characters that I think, you know, had been maligned and written about with a lot of like transgression, you know. So it's incredible. And she uses this black feminist framework, and these women are kind of this incredible kind of vessel for commentary on interior life, you know.
Both these books sound terrific. Elisa Blount-Moorhead, she's a curator, an artist, and a creative partner at Teaneg Film Studios. She's recommending Someone Who Will Love You in All Your Damaged Glory, stories by Raphael Bob Wachsberg, as well as Wayward Lives, Beautiful Experiments, Intimate Histories of Riotous Black Girls, Troublesome Women, and Queer Radicals by Saidiya Hartman. Elisa, thank you so much. And again, happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Thank you, guys. Take care.
What Are You Reading comes to you every month during All Things Considered. You can check us out online at wypr.org/whatareyoureading, where you can find details about all of the books that our guests recommend. I'm Tom Hall for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great weekend.